is Daniel Blauvelt. I am here with Miles Avalon. We are doing an interview on Miles' perspective of COVID-19. Miles, you consent to being recorded?
Yes, I do. And the date and time is September 19th, and it is 1:40 p.m.
Okay, great. So the first question is, what were your initial reactions to the pandemic and the shutdowns?
I think my initial reaction, there was a lot of like nervousness and worrying that came behind it. For me, I have really bad asthma, so I was like, I'm like one of the people that fall under like the at-risk category. So like when it came to like the very beginning, like I would say March, when like everything like was like super high, I would say like I was like very nervous going out and stuff like that. Like I saw like everyone less. I only saw like one person. So like I would say like my initial reaction, like I was very nervous, worrisome.
And with the shutdowns, was that when you realized that COVID-19 was going to really like change your life and your routine?
I think, so for school initially, we got the same like 2 weeks, or we're going to come back in 2 weeks. And I think like during that time, I was like, fine. But then I think after they like kept extending it, I think like after probably like the second extension of like, oh, like May or something like that, I think that's when I realized that, like, oh, like this is, like, really, like, what life is like now. Like, this is what I have to get used to. I think, like, that was a pretty big change.
Yeah. And how did the first couple of weeks of quarantine make you feel? And how did you find your routines and behaviors changing?
I feel like my routines were, like, off the charts. You know, going to school, waking up at, like, 7, something like 7:30, like, every day, and then just, like, being in school and, like, going to practice, you know, like, I had that, like, specific routine. But then basically, like, now that I was home, I had, like, all day, and I think, like, I was going to sleep, like, super late. I would wake up super late, and, like, my, like, productivity levels just, like, weren't as high, like, at all. And I think, like, that was definitely, like, a tough adjustment for sure, like, especially in the beginning. But I think, like, as time started to go on, like, I started to like, get better, you know, trying to wake up earlier so I could, like, just be more productive, have more time in the day, go to sleep earlier, too. So, yeah.
That's cool. So did you find anything positive going out of quarantine? Or
I definitely think, like, in the beginning, there wasn't as much positivity or, like, positive things I had realized. But then I think, like, as things had gone on and things had progressed, like, there are definitely positive things that came out of it. You know, I think, like, one, like, I definitely, like, kind of like I just learned how to like be alone and stuff like that, and just like spend time by myself, and like now I have like no problem with that. But then like, you know, just like picking up skills along the way, like for example, like I can give myself a haircut now, which I couldn't do before. But yeah, I think like just like having things being shut down, you know, like you kind of have to like learn to like cope with those things and like basically get new skills from that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Another question is, how do most of the people around you react to COVID-19 initially?
My immediate family, like, we all had, like, the same, like, worriedness and, like, nervousness. Like, my dad, like, he falls in, like, the at-risk category, too. So, like, we were all just, like, very careful. And, like, obviously, like, my mom, you know, like, she's definitely, like, super worried about her kid that, like, has bad asthma. So, like, she was, like, super careful, too. And, like, my friends, like, because, like, my friends know that, like, I have asthma and, like, so, like, they were, like, super careful, too, which was great. And I, like, definitely really appreciate them for that. But, like, everyone around me, like, we kind of, like, all took it seriously because, like, we knew, like, we just knew the effects. And, like, even though, like, yeah, we are teenagers and, like, they'll probably be okay. And, like, I probably would, too, hopefully. But, like, I think like, we all took it seriously for, like, the greater good.
That's good. Like that. Also, just for the record, can you say where you're from?
Oh, I'm from Brookline, Massachusetts.
All right. So you said all the people, like, close to you are reacting to it too. So how do you feel as a community, like your town, reacted to COVID-19?
I think Brookline did a very good job of reacting to COVID-19. Like, I feel like there was no issue when it came to masks or anything like that. People just kind of understood that, you know, like, even if I'm not one of the people that's at risk or anything like that, like, they're like, I have people in my life who are, or I have, like, elderly family, and, like, they just, like, knew they needed to be careful. So, like, I feel like as a community, like, we all took it, like, very seriously. And we were all like, okay, like, this is what life is now. And, like, we all kind of just had to adjust. So I would say, like, Brookline did a pretty good job.
That's cool. Did you know anyone who personally contracted COVID-19? And if so, how did it affect them?
I think, like, now I have, because I have friends that go to, like, other schools. Like, some of my friends in, like, University of Florida and, like, U Maryland, and I know like two kids that like had Corona there, and like, but like they were fine, like they like were completely fine, and they did their quarantine, they didn't get like crazy sick or anything like that. But I think like when like it was like when we were really in the pandemic, like March and April, like I didn't really know anyone who like had gotten sick, but like my friends would just tell me stories about like their friends knowing people and things like that. So like, yeah,
that's interesting. So how have they said anything about people in like, you know, different states such as like Maryland, Florida? How is the reaction? Have they said anything how the reaction to COVID has been different or the response has been different?
I would say like, I think like just from like what I've seen and like what I've heard, like I would definitely say that like Boston and like you can definitely see that like Northeastern like definitely like takes it definitely like more serious, and like we're very keen on our testing. For example, like I know like one of my friends who goes to Maryland, like she's only been tested twice and she's been there, and she got there on the 27th, and we get tested like every 3 days. And like, you know, like seeing like, I remember once I was watching the news and it said like University of Alabama has like 1,200 cases. So it's just like that being the difference. I feel like us taking it more seriously, and, you know, like obviously we have more restrictions because of that, but like we're just trying to keep everyone safe, like which I can understand.
All right, and then I just have one last question for you, which is, how has your perspective on COVID-19 changed from the start of the pandemic to now?
I think from, like, the start, like, it was kind of, like, I didn't really know what to expect, you know. I was just kind of, like, oh, like, I would not say going, I kind of would say, like, going through the motions, but, like, I didn't have, like, a great sense of, like, what, like, I was, like, supposed to do, like, how I was supposed to adapt during these times. But now I think that, like, now that we're here, like, in September, and, like, we've been doing this since March, like I now have like a greater sense of like what I'm doing and how to like handle all of this and just how to like cope with it as well. So I'd say like that's probably like the biggest thing, you know, just like learning as like I'm going through it.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the questions I have. That was a great interview. Thank you, Miles.
Thank you.